sure to tune in on KINS 106.3 FM for more news and updates regarding the ongoing coronavirus.
Time for community comment. The opinions expressed are not necessarily those of KINS FM.
This is Dick Johnson with a community comment. There's been a lot of hollering going on lately. People wanting to change the names of towns, football teams, army bases, and even cereals. One guy even wanted to get rid of rodeos. I first went to a rodeo when I was a kid at my grandpa's farm in Idaho. One of the riders there went on to be a national performer. I talked to a friend who had ridden in rodeos all over the country, and he explained that they made rules to protect the safety of the animals. Some riders and animals did get hurt, of course, but all in all, it was a safe and enjoyable sport. They're still talking about defunding police, mostly because of bad practices by some officers. Now, I don't know much about picking on persons white or black wandering through neighborhoods by police officers. They may be black, white, Hispanic. Maybe the police are just trying to stop crime by these people. If they are not criminals, they should not be hassled by the police once they are cleared. Many cities, due to financial shortages, including Arcata and Eureka, are already down several positions, making it difficult to fully do their job. I'm wondering about schools. Are they going to, for practical purposes, take a year off? I have two grandkids who are teachers, and they cannot reach all students through virtual schooling. I guess we will just have to grit our teeth and do the best we can. I worry about many businesses who are being put in terrible binds by the virus situation. Many people who have worked so hard for years to create successful businesses are being wiped out by this situation. Then we go to the workers who are losing jobs and being put on unemployment, which is not, in many cases, sufficient to pay the rent, buy groceries, and pay other bills. Is there going to be enough money in unemployment to keep this up? I have heard that there have been problems in getting this money to the workers. I am hoping that the workers will get some relief from the people they owe money to, or rent, or other things. I was in business for myself along with a partner, and I know how hard we worked to run a successful business. It was a butcher shop with a partner and then to a shop of my own, and I know how bad I would have felt to lose it all. I do not much like the choices we have for president. Trump is who he is, and I have heard that Biden wants to get rid of the oil and gas industry. How ridiculous is that? I have heard there is a black candidate who was a rapper who plans to make a serious run for president. So who do I vote for? I'll just have to wait and see. I want to say goodbye to my friend Howard Wilson, who passed away recently. He had been ill for some time, so I feel it is a blessing. So long, Howard. It was good to know you. This is Dick Johnson with a community comment.
Community comment. The opinions expressed are those of the commentator and not necessarily those of KINS FM, Blue Lake, California.